Hello, hello. Welcome to the On My Mind podcast, the podcast where I share all of my thoughts, most of them, at least, the ones that are good to put on the internet as a 23-year-old who is figuring out life alongside with you. If you're new here, hello. I talk about a lot of random things on here. Sometimes I do fun episodes, funny story times. I'll tell my own stories. Sometimes I give advice. Sometimes I try to be inspirational. You never really know what you're going to get. So stick around if you want to be constantly surprised. If you're not new here, thanks for coming back. The fact that you are listening to this right now means that I'm not talking in an empty room to myself for no reason. So thank you for tuning in today, whether you're driving to work, to school, maybe you're cleaning your room, whatever you're doing. I'm so happy you're here. It's crazy. I was looking at my analytics the other day, which I don't really do super often just because I don't want to hyperfixate on them. I didn't realize, I almost forgot, our 2-year anniversary is coming up of this podcast, which is crazy. If you've been here from the start, thank you. If you haven't, thank you for coming around anyway. Like, it is so insane to me that we have this little community. I was just thinking about this, but it's so interesting how this is my baby. It's my baby of a platform. My other platforms have been around for years and years and years. But oddly, I feel very comfortable on this probably the most. And I feel like I've talked about things on here that I normally wouldn't talk about on Instagram or YouTube. I don't know why. I think it just feels a little bit cozier and safer, probably because I only do audio. I don't know. Something about it. I feel like I'm being perceived less. But I also sometimes wish I did video so that you could see my gestures and facial expressions, because sometimes it just doesn't hit as hard when it's just audio. Anyway, we're also getting close to the 100th episode. I have a little something planned for the 100th episode special. I think we're on like 89 right now, which is so wild. It's just shocking to me that, one, I remember this was a thought in my head when I initially thought about starting a podcast. I thought to myself, am I going to have enough to say? Am I going to have enough content for every single week me to sit solo? I feel like it's different when it's not a solo podcast because you can feed off of other people and feed off that conversation. It can kind of branch into different places. But when you're just talking, when it's like a solo podcast, I was like, can I do this? Do I have enough thoughts? Silly me. My brain never shuts up. I should have known better. So that's shocking to me. But I think what's more shocking is that you listen. So thank you. It makes me feel very seen. I love this platform. You guys are the best. I know you know that feeling of going somewhere that is very nostalgic to you, or that you've made a lot of memories at, or you have a very specific core memory at. For me, that has happened when I have gone back on school campus and I think I literally existed here and I had a whole life in this exact place. It's always so weird. But this weekend, Micah and I went, kind of did like a little recreation of our first date, which is almost 2 years ago at this point, almost. And we haven't gone back to that place since. And it was so crazy. He planned this little day, which was really sweet. And we went there. Hadn't gone back. It was so weird. It was the weirdest feeling. We even did like a recreation of the photo that he took of me the first time that we went on our date. He took a photo of me. And I remember we were talking about this. I was telling him I was so thrown off when he wanted to take a photo of me the first freaking time we hung out. I was almost like, is this a red flag? Who is this going to? Are you going to post this? Because I'm trying to stay low key. So that made me very nervous, but it was also so cute because I was sitting on this tree branch overlooking the ocean. We were talking. He took me to this spot I had never been to before. And he was like, you look really cute right now. I need to take a picture. It was the cutest thing. I just remember him whipping out his phone, looking at me and being like, yep, I'm taking a photo. And in my head, I'm internally freaking out, thinking he's about to like expose me and be like, I don't know. I didn't know him that well, obviously. And he took a photo of me and it was just so crazy. We took the same photo now almost 2 years later. And it was just, yeah, I was having a lot of deja vu. It was so weird. It's so weird going back to the exact place where we went on our first date, because I'm thinking about how things were and how far things have come. And it's just crazy looking back. Oh, I was getting super nostalgic. It was just the craziest thing. It was really fun to reminisce. I love reminiscing. I love thinking about happy times in the past, but it also throws me into a spiral because I'm like, oh, we'll never have that moment again. And I have gotten so nostalgic to the point of tears and breakdowns before. It's a weird phenomenon, but it was really nice to do that. And I was just thinking about how at that time I had felt so special because he had planned this whole day of different little fun things. He took me out to get an acai bowl, took me to that little spot. We drove to the beach. We were listening to music. He was like curating a playlist literally for this drive, which looking back, I'm like, that is so freaking cute. We had Thai food together for dinner, and Yeah, that was the first time anyone has put in that much effort into a date, especially like a first date. I was so impressed by that. That did it. And now here we are living together. So clearly his plan worked. We just finished watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which if you've seen the original movie with, is it Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, I think? Such a good movie. It's nothing like the movie. Like, it's not a recreation of the movie. It's actually a TV show on Amazon Prime if you want to watch it. It's very different, but same concept, but it's not the same storyline. It was so good. It's produced by Childish Gambino. I think his name is Donald Glover. He's in the movie too, and I think he wrote the script, if I'm not wrong. It was one of the most intentional shows that I've ever watched, and Mike and I were talking about this. We were like, every line is so intentional. The scenes felt very intentional, even just the way in which the camera angles and all the things. I actually really liked it. I felt like it depicted an adult relationship in such an authentic way that sometimes, you know, Hollywood misses a little bit, which I get. It's not always super realistic, but it felt very realistic given it's a show about two spies that are married and get assigned to each other. But that aside, I felt like what was very realistic was their relationship dynamic, the conversations they had. Ironically, I was expecting more of an action-filled show. There was a bit of action, but it was mostly focused on their relationship. And I just found it so interesting. Like I said, it was very intentional. I think there was 8 episodes. I enjoyed it so much. We were watching it together. That was like our nightly show. And now I'm sad because I don't know what to watch next. We need a good show to watch. So if you have any, and don't say like Vampire Diaries, that is for me only. Like, I'm not going to watch that with Micah because that is for my personal time. We need a good show to watch. Honestly, we have been chasing that feeling of, wow, I'm watching the best show in the universe ever since we finished Game of Thrones. I'm definitely looking for a new show to binge. I've also been reading. I'm reading the 3rd book in the ACOTAR series. ACOTAR is my first ever fantasy reads. I didn't think I'd get into it. And now I'm obsessed. Now I'm addicted. And I'm on the 3rd book, like I said, which is, what, A Court of Mist and Fury, I think. Ooh, she's a monster book. I think it's around 800 pages. So wish me luck. When I'm reading longer books, I find it easier to slip into a reading slump just because it's harder to feel like you're making progress and making a dent in what you're reading. However, it's so good. Very captivating. I'm like, maybe like 10 chapters in right now. I'm honestly just really excited to finish this series. I think after this book, I have 2 more. And then I can finally venture into other fantasy books. I think a lot of you are recommending the Throne of Glass series. And then I need to read Fourth Wing and Iron Flame, which I haven't, which is insane to me. So I need to get on that. I haven't been making enough time to read recently, but I'm definitely trying to be more intentional about that as well. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I'm going to get into this in this episode, actually, but I feel like I've been in an interesting headspace lately. Sometimes I feel like things get very overwhelming for me and I don't always know how to tackle it, how to handle it. As much as I absolutely love what I do, sometimes a lack of structure gets to me and I feel like it's hard to find time for myself because there's always more to do. There's always more I could do. And yeah, sometimes it's just hard to find a balance between work, life, especially because my life is my work. It's an interesting situation. So something I've been really trying to prioritize is finding a balance that works for me. And honestly, that's where I've found therapy to be very beneficial. Therapy has taught me so much. It's taught me that the best way to balance everything is to figure out your priorities. It can help you find what truly matters to you so that you can do more of it. And I totally understand that life happens, work gets in the way, but I don't know, as I'm getting older, I'm realizing more and more how important it is to prioritize yourself and your loved ones and the things that matter most to you, because it's very easy to get caught up in everything else. Sometimes you just gotta find the right tools. And I've found that in so many different areas of my life, therapy has been able to help me do that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, if you don't know where to start with it, you're overwhelmed, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All it takes is a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mind today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mind. What I'm very curious to know, the people that wake up at 5 a.m., 6 a.m., you know, early hours, early risers, are you hitting a midday slump? Do you nap in the middle of the day? I ask this because I'm trying to become more of a morning person. Again, how many times have I tried this? So many. I have lost count, but Trying again. I'm going to take a whack at it. This morning I woke up, well, Micah leaves for work very early. He leaves at like 6-ish. And so today I was like, you know what? I'm going to stay up after he leaves because I'm already up when he's getting ready for work because his alarm goes off. It's the most heinous sound literally in the world. So I'm up and I like to say bye to him anyway. So usually I'll go back to sleep and then, I don't know, I feel like once I go back to sleep after I initially wake up, I sleep for so long. So today I was like, you know what? I have a lot of things on my to-do list. I want to feel good today. I kind of want to get back into the swing of having earlier mornings just because it makes me feel good. So I stayed up and I'm very happy that I did because I got a lot done and it's only 1 o'clock right now, which is insane. But I also feel my energy starting to dip. So I'm just curious, the people who early rise every single day, like, do you hit a super hard dip or are you just going to bed super early to accommodate for rising super early? I'm curious. Right now, I'm hoping to incorporate some more of my habits that make me feel good. I feel like I've kind of lost touch with those. Haven't had a good morning routine in a very long time, like a few months, like 2 months. I don't know. I just have felt out of whack. And so trying to be a morning person because it makes me feel accomplished. It also gives me more of a sense of schedule. There's so many things I love about what I do, but something that is hard for me is to hold myself accountable. Sometimes, listen, I don't miss school. Well, yeah, no. I don't miss school. But I do miss having to show up somewhere or else. You know what I mean? When you work for yourself, there's so many pros. But like, that's not the point. I'm not going to go into that right now. But I acknowledge that, yes. However, it can be hard to motivate yourself and like stick to a schedule. Sometimes I struggle with that. But I'm really hoping to make some good morning routine habits stick and just stick with that earlier rising. One, because all of my people that I work with live in the mainland. So when I wake up, if I wake up late, their day is like halfway over already. So when I wake up earlier, it's easier for emails and it's easier for talking to my manager, whatever it is. So it's helpful with that. And it's also just nice to kind of have those extra hours in the day. I don't know. It makes me feel like I have more time, which is nice. We'll see how that goes. Updates to come. I'm planning on vlogging my experience with that on TikTok and Reels. If you want to check that out, I'm really trying with the short form. I talked about this in a recent vlog and a lot of you are saying you love my long form vlogs, which I'm so happy about if you do watch my YouTube. But I was saying how I'm not a short form girly. I don't know. I feel like I'm not good at it and it's hard for me to remember to do it. And I also feel like it's just so different from my long form content, but I'm trying. So I'm making that, I don't know if I'm making it like a series, but I feel like if I film it and if I talk about it, it holds me a little bit more accountable. Because now that you know that I'm trying to be a morning person, I'm going to be a little more motivated to, you know, keep that up. I am so happy that it's spring. As much as I love the summer, I don't want to, you know, gloss over the spring just because it's a really nice time of rebirth and newness, not only in the season, but also I like to see that in myself as well. I feel like with the start of any new season, it's kind of a nice time to take a step back, check in with yourself, and yeah, just have like a little reset. I've been needing a vibe reset. I'm not gonna lie, this year has been a very weird start for me. I feel like I've just been going through a lot of highs, but also a lot of lows. And so my vibe has been all over the place. My mood has been all over the place. Internally, I'm going through a lot of personal changes, which is amazing. But yeah, I need a vibe reset. I feel like I need a life reset. And honestly, this is the perfect time of year, the perfect season to do that, because that is literally what spring is. You see the grass growing again, the trees are starting to get their color back, flowers are blooming. You can see the same in yourself. The new year motivation has worn off. We are well into March. I'm not motivated by the fact that it's 2024. Like, that's not big news anymore. I'm not excited by that. I'm excited that it's spring. I'll cling to whatever I need to, whether it's a new week, a new season, to be like, okay, now's the time. Let's reset a little bit. It's nice to take a moment and be intentional about checking in with yourself, asking yourself how you're doing, if you are happy with how things are going right now, if you're not, why, if you are, why. Asking yourself things like, what do I want to incorporate more of in my life? What do I kind of want to clear out of my life a little bit? It's just nice to check in with yourself. Ask yourself these questions. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in life and the everyday mayhem and work and other things that we forget to ask ourselves, how are we doing? Like, genuinely, how are you doing? This is something that you could just do in your head, talk about with a friend or your partner, or write about in a journal. I feel like that would be really helpful to see it on paper as well. Sometimes I'm not fully aware of how I'm feeling until I actually take a moment to think about it or write about it. And I'm like, oh, this is why I've been feeling weird, because this is going on, this is going on. It's just really nice to actually take that time for you. I also love the vibe that the season of spring brings of fresh and newness. I feel like it's also the time when people go ham with the spring cleaning. I love spring cleaning. And I also feel like for a lot of people who maybe deal with seasonal depression in the winter, it's just a time where you can finally start to feel like yourself again and get back to that. So I'm very excited. I want to go into spring with good, happy vibes, honestly. I'm very happy. I'm happy with the things that are going on in my life. But I feel like internally, there's just things that I'm dealing with that make me not feel like my best self. And I don't want that. I have brought awareness to it. I've realized that. And so now I'm like, okay, now that I'm aware of it, let's, you know, make some changes. I'll tell you what kind of sparked this for me. And this is kind of part of my vibe reset recipe, if you will. I had a full-blown rot day. And by this, I mean, did not leave my apartment. I hardly left bed, which is really rare for me because I am someone who I will not get in bed during the day. I try to leave my bedtime like for night. I love laying down. I love being horizontal. It's a really big issue. If it were up to me, I'd be horizontal like 90% of the time. But usually in my regular like day-to-day life, that is off limits. I don't really go in my bedroom that much just because, again, because I work from home, because I work for myself, I have to be very clear, like, this is an area for rest. If I start bringing work into this place or doing work in bed, I don't know. I feel like it just mixes those different energies together, which I don't really want to do necessarily. I also feel like for me, I have to be strict with myself because let's say I'm on my little lunch break in between me working from home, suddenly I turn on a TV show, suddenly I'm sitting on the couch, suddenly I'm three episodes deep and I'm like, oh, this is, I need like punishment. I need the principal, I need my teacher to be like, yo, you gotta get your shit together a little bit. You know what I mean? I have to do that for myself. So that's why I've laid out some ground rules. Like, I don't go in bed during the day because of these reasons, yada, yada. Anyway, I was in bed all day Friday and it wasn't because I wanted to be. I was so terribly crippled with period symptoms and period cramps. I couldn't move. I don't want to complain about it because that's just the way it is. That's what happened. And I don't want to harp on it too long. It was just really upsetting because I haven't had a bad period like that in a very long time. And usually I'm able to somewhat power through. You know, I have the tools, I have the heating pad, I have really good amount of ibuprofen in my system. Nothing was helping. So I gave myself a rot day and I needed this. I think so. The thing about a rot day, I feel like when you are just truly doing nothing, I didn't do a single productive thing that day. My screen time was 9 hours, which is horrifying. And it's so backwards from things I've talked about in recent episodes about how I'm trying to lower my screen time. It was bound to happen. It was a rot day. What else am I supposed to do? I wasn't going to read. I was in too much pain to read. Anyway, I've noticed that sometimes when I know that I want to feel motivated, I want to feel excited and inspired again to get back into the swing of things, I need a day. I need a moment of rot. Which is a really weird concept, but in my head, I'm like, I give myself this last moment of feeling like that, and it makes me more excited to get back into the swing of things. I don't know if anyone else has experienced that, but yeah, I've noticed that for me. Like, when I know that I'm about to get back into my health grind and getting back into a good workout routine and my good eating healthy habits, if I know that that's what I'm going to start tomorrow, I will definitely enjoy the day before. You know what I mean? And what I think makes a rot day super effective is that it makes me like disgusted with the rot day. You know what I mean? I was in bed for so long. I was like, I'm tired of this. I don't want to feel like this. I want to get back into it. It made me excited. It made me motivated. So I think it is effective in that way because it just gets you ready to be back in that groove again. And it almost makes you not want to feel like that anymore or do that. You know what I mean? Next step for a good old vibe reset. You got to get the physical space feeling good. How your space feels around you will affect how you feel. If your space makes you feel overwhelmed, you're not going to be able to get stuff done. You're not going to have a clear headspace. Even if you don't work from home, just knowing that you have to come home from that after school or work, that is literally the worst feeling. One of my favorite cleaning tips that is so underrated and feels so obvious, but I don't know, I definitely gloss over this sometimes and don't listen. If you put something in a different spot, just put it back. If it takes less than 2 minutes, put the thing back. Put the clothes back that you didn't wear that day. Put it back on the hanger. Don't leave your stuff lying around when it's so easy to make it easier on yourself later. And just put the thing away. sometimes I feel like we make things so hard for ourselves when there's a much easier and better way to do it. So I really, really try when I'm making myself a meal. It's so easy to leave everything laying out on the counter. But as soon as I'm done eating, I'm like, you know what? The last thing I'm going to want to do an hour from now is clean this stuff up. It's just going to make me overwhelmed. It's going to add to the existing mess. Let's just do it now. And the thing is, usually when you are flinging stuff around to places that they don't belong, it takes literally less than 30 seconds to put it in its rightful place. And then you feel much, much better anyway. Even just setting the vibe in your place, whether it's just your room or an apartment or your dorm, whatever it is, setting the mood, lighting a candle, having some good mood lighting, that is the best. You will not catch me dead with overhead lighting if I don't have to. I refuse to turn those on, especially once the sun goes down. Overhead lighting is so jarring. I feel like it raises my cortisol. So I pretty much just have lamps that have warm lighting. I don't like cool lighting at night. Just setting the tone, setting the vibe. When you have a clean place that is decorated with things that you like and it's clean and a space that makes you feel good, after we've done the physical reset, we've got clean sheets, the whole nine yards, a candle's going, yada yada, which is something that's in our control. And that's why I put such a heavy emphasis on taking care of our physical space, because that's something that we do have control over in our life. At least we have that, because there's a lot of things in our life that we have no control over. So by taking control of the things that you can control, it makes you feel more in control. So that's something that I like to do. This is when we got to refer to our little check-in that we did with ourselves. Shed the layers, shed the things that don't serve you. Welcome more of the things into your life that do serve you, that do make you happy, that add joy and value to your life. This is why the check-in's important, because again, sometimes we don't see things that are negatively affecting us or positively affecting us, and like we can add more of that. I think it's really important to take a look at your daily life, maybe even going through your day step by step and being like, this doesn't serve me, this does. And then we got to do things that boost our mood, whether that's movement in any capacity. Movement is movement. Movement will make you feel good. I hate to say it, but you will never regret a workout. You will never regret moving your body. I had really bad residual cramps today. The last thing I wanted to do was work out, but I did. And then I felt amazing. My endorphins were high. I was just feeling so, so good. So movement, whether that's walking, maybe stretching, whatever feels best for you. You don't have to do what other people are doing on the internet. Literally, it is so personal, so make it personal to you. Maybe doing a hobby. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in our lives that we don't have time for a hobby, which I totally get. It's a privilege to have time for hobbies. But if that's something that you really want to incorporate into your life, maybe it's a weekly tennis match with your friends or going to the park. I don't know, whatever it is. Look at where you spend your time. Look at where you're putting your time, and maybe replace the hour that you would spend watching TV doing that activity or doing that hobby. It's about prioritizing the things that mean a lot to us and do good for you. And the things that make you feel good, we gotta make time for them. Even if it's in the smallest capacity, like doing a face mask, which doesn't take that much time, doing the little self-care things, taking an everything shower is a mood booster. Maybe it's meditating. I am definitely interested in getting more into meditating. I haven't really tried it a whole lot. I've had my fair share of dabbling in it a little bit. There's apps that can help with this. I've tried Headspace, which I really liked. I also heard, isn't it like Joe Dispenza has guided meditations? I don't know. I could be wrong. That might not be the name. Like I said, I'm not super familiar, but maybe doing that, getting into that, journaling. I know a lot of people find peace in that and that makes them feel good. For me, I usually journal, which is a really bad habit. I usually journal when shit hits the fan and it just makes me feel better. It lets me get it out in a healthy way. But I really want to get into the habit of journaling when things are good, because when I look at my journal, I don't want it to be depressing and I don't want it to be me being upset and ranting and sad. I want it to also have happy memories. So I'm trying to incorporate that as well. One thing about me, I'm a big list girly. So make a list. Make a list of the things you want to do and accomplish. Make a list of the things that you want to feel. There's so much power in putting something on paper. It makes you more aware of the things that you want to do and achieve. And yeah, it just makes you feel, I don't know, when I have a list, I feel like my life is together. When you feel like it, you act like it. So I'll do whatever I have to do to make myself feel like that. You know what I mean? This part kind of sucks, but do the things that you've been putting off. Do the return before it's too late and you can't return it anymore. Go do the errand that you've been dreading. There's so many things, like I said earlier, that are out of our control in our life. And that can bring a lot of stress and anxiety. And I know for me, when I have things that I know need to get done, but I keep putting it off, I'm just adding more anxiety to my future self. So you got to be intentional about doing those things that you don't necessarily want to do, the tasks that kind of are irritating and suck and maybe they're time consuming, just doing them. Life is already hard enough as it is. So if there's anything you can do to like ease that, do it. And lastly, dress the vibe that you want to feel. You look good, you feel good. And I really don't care if that sounds superficial, because maybe it is, but if something makes you feel good, do it. This life is too short. There's too many other things going on to not do the things that feel good, even if it's as silly, which I don't think it's silly, in my opinion, as like getting ready and putting on a cute outfit that makes you feel good, that makes you feel happy, that makes you feel like you're putting your best self forward, that matches your vibe. I know for me, when I'm like going through stuff, my outfits will show it because I just have no care. I've actually been trying to style my hair recently, shocking, especially since I got this haircut that I have. I actually have to style it, which kind of pains me, but it also looks good and makes me feel more confident, which is nice. I've been getting more into makeup again recently, which I love playing around with products. It makes me feel super girly and like just fun and in touch with that side of myself, which I really like. It's just fun to play around with makeup. I love getting ready. I love putting on a podcast or, I don't know, just listening to something while I do that. It puts me in a really good mood. And I also just think when you feel put together, again, it just makes you more productive. And this could be productive in any way, because life isn't all about being productive and getting things done. Productive could be having a productive self-care day. It could be having a productive reset day, a productive rest day, whatever way you need. So I'm working on doing these things, this little recipe for my vibe reset. I'm hoping it does the trick. Sometimes it's hard to pull yourself out of a place that you've been in for a while. If you've just been in like a weird funk or a rut or this like certain mood that you can't shake, it's possible. It just might take a little bit of effort. So that is my little recipe that I'm doing and gonna continue doing for my vibe reset. As they say, I don't know who they is, but I know they do say this. It's not about how you start, it's about how you finish. So I feel like I had a really weird start to this year. That doesn't matter anymore. We're in a new season of life, a new season of the year, and it's never too late to turn things around. It's never too late to get out of a rut, get out of a funk. That's normal. They're gonna come, they're gonna go. I notice I tend to catastrophize, and that's a problem that I have that I've talked about in therapy, that I've talked about with Micah before. I'm really trying to work through that. I tend to catastrophize things and make things worse for myself when sometimes, and it's not always this case, it's as simple as me bringing awareness to how I'm feeling that makes such a big difference. Because otherwise I feel like I'm just drowning in my thoughts and my feelings, and I feel like I self-sabotage myself in that way. That's definitely something I'm working on. Honestly, even talking about all of this makes me feel a whole lot better. So I hope this episode inspires you to have a little life reset for the spring, to do the things that make you feel your best so that you can be your best self for you and the people that you care about. If you're in the mood, if you feel like it, I would so appreciate you giving this podcast a 5-star rating on Spotify. On Spotify, it's super easy. You basically just tap on my mind to go to like my main podcast profile page. And then next to the little settings icon on the top of the page, there's three little dots. You just click that, and then it says rate show next to a little star. Click that, and all you have to do is tap the 5 stars and submit. It's super easy on Spotify. So if you want to do that, I would really, really appreciate it. Again, like I said earlier, thank you for listening to all my thoughts, my different phases of life, the different things I go through. Hopefully it helps at least one person. Maybe you resonated with this. Maybe you resonated with all of it, or just one part, or none of it. Either way, I hope this episode either made you feel good or at least entertained you while you're doing whatever you're doing. Thank you so much for being here, and that was everything on my mind.